Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ, and once again, I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. How you doing, people? How you doing? Me, I'm good. Definitely excited to be back on another album review. If it's your first time joining us, what I do here is dissect African albums from the last year or so. Usually the best of the best, just to find out what's happening, Yana. So I take a look at the music, the technical aspects, the flow, and a whole lot more. And then I give my suggestions and recommendations whether you should listen to the album or not. Anyway, where are we taking it to this week? Looks like it's another first, this time Rwanda.
The latest African album review is Album Review.
First thoughts.
Amalon is a Rwandese singer that has a few singles under his belt, and with a breakout hit from earlier in 2019. Today I'll be reviewing his very short 3-song EP called Yambi, released in 2019. This one is under 1000 Hills Entertainment with an 11-minute runtime and no features.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The title track sets things in motion with a distinct Rwanda sound. I think my fam from Rwanda is really into slow, soothing love song with R&B vocals style music. Am I right or am I right? Their most popular artists do that kind of music, and it seems to go down well with the local audience. And this is exactly what Yambi sounds like. It's slow, it's smooth, and it's just chilled out.
Find us on modomodomusic.com.
The song Jagubao comes through with a slow tempo, semi-island kind of vibe. This is the first Amalon song I heard, and I thought I surely must add this song to one of the Motomoto podcast mixes sometime. Yeah? That's how good the song is, with the layering of pianos, string synths that occasionally come in dark for that surprise element. And I'd say Jagubao is the kind of track you and your lover want to slow track to, swaying side to side with no care in the world, and you're just in each other's arms kind of thing, and I'm trying not to get lost. but yeah, the song is that good. It's really all about just consuming the beauty of love. The music video to Jagubao is equally beautiful, with about 700,000 views at the time of recording this review. This is one of the runaway hits of Amalon's career so far, so it tells you a whole lot, and it's that kind of song you definitely want to be a hit song. I'd say of the 3 songs on the EP, Darila is my pick for off the lot. And I can see Amalon getting a lot of continental fans with it. It is a perfect Afrobeats composition that he serenades beautifully with his smooth vocals and ability to hold chords. It is the ever so popular pom-pom sound that I would say in this case is the Rwandese take on the wider sound.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Technically, the Yambi EP is quite dope. There was an occasional brilliance in the use of reverb to give these vocals some depth and communicate emotion, which I really liked. The end result is an ability to really feel the music that he's making. Crazy, because he hardly sings anything in English. I think mostly it's in Kinyarwanda, but love has many languages, of course, so you know the deal, my friends. I do know from a theme perspective, we're looking at some love songs, and it would be unfair to weigh variation of themes on a 3-song EP. It is 3 songs after all. So let's leave that at that, shall we? Add in the relevance of the instrumentation to the modern sound, then you have a nicely packaged EP that meets the standard of modern day music. There was not much to fault, especially as a 3-track EP, where all the songs are good in their own right and none of them sounded similar to the other. There's nothing I enjoy more than the clarity of instruments and vocals on a project. It always means a whole lot more to me to have that taken care of as it should. And on that, well done, Amalon.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, Amalon is a very talented singer that looks to become a mainstay in the Rwanda industry, if not East Africa, then Africa. I have hope for his talent because he definitely has it. I'm yet to hear a song besides Jegubao and Darila that I think will become a big tune beyond East Africa, simply because of the style of music. Some of the style of music hasn't really infiltrated Africa yet, so it's hard to sell. That being said, these songs are already around a few months to a year old, so the window is closing on them. But to be honest, there's only 5 or so songs so far from him that I could find on Spotify anyway, which means there's time and room to see how he develops as an artist. I'd say the Yambi EP in entirety sounds like Afrobeats-inspired slow bongo flavor. It gives us a lot of insight into who this man is and the kind of music he'll be blessing us with in the future. Amalon is really dope, and this EP should be getting more fanfare in my humble opinion. Darila and Jacobao, like I said, are amazing tracks, and more people should know this man. Otherwise, it's a good EP. Definitely give it a try, and it could be your entry into the Rwandan music space. I listened to the EP online, and you should give Amalon a try. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wamoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review. Peace. Dane.
Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.